Beginn der Grand Daf, man sagt, es geht in der Flamme Gimel, wir gehen mal auf, beginnt der Master, beginnt der Gemara, Leuchten und Kassel, Leuchten, bei Janem, Chasm, Edem, doesn't make a difference if it's in the, written in the wording of judges and it's signed by witnesses or the other way around, either way, Prozbul will work, which is commercial Kassel, the Prozbul. Like it's written in the Prozbul, Beidina Havina, we were judges, and all, Pliny by Pliny, me, this person, the son of that person, Niskaran Shema Diyanim, Betecha Terev, and it mentions the names of the judges in the distinctive text. Well, in the bottom, guess who's signing? The witnesses. To testify in the principle that it's true. But Kamash Malan, so it's written in the wording of the Yonah, meaning it's talking about the judges. But who's signing is the witnesses. But Kamash Malan, that's what the Chiddush is considered principle. The judges, who is the ones writing the text, it's about them. They don't even sign on the bottom. And also says the Gemara, Lashon HaKasav Lashon Edim. Doesn't make a difference written in the wording of the Edim, meaning Shein Dayan Miskam Techa Terebish Al Prozbul. The judge did not mention the text of the Prozbul. The Chesed Beihachi, it mentions like this. Beidin Havina, we were a court. Vasa Plaini Vamalana, and this person came along and he said to us, which has a reference to the witnesses, Mishani Lachem, Kalchayv, Sheishla Biad Plaini, meaning it's referring to the litigant. I'm giving over to you all the debt that I have by that person. They're playing, these other witnesses. So it's talking about the witnesses. But Chasun Lamata Havion, I guess who signed at the bottom are the judges. So that's what it means according to Taisus. But according to Pesach Brin, after Rashi says it differently than Taisus, Rashi says that actually it's regarding the terminology of witnesses. So Lashon Dayan is Beidin Havina. And they're talking about there being judges, but they sign in the way eight. It's the same judges, but they say Ish Pliny eight, so they reference them differently. Whereas Taisa says no, it's actually the different parties are actually being the written ones, and the other one is the witnesses. I mean, signing at the bottom, or the other way around. But when there's two. So then the word doesn't get out. If that's the reason, so why can't they just be second shevat lofne gimel? Nullifying from the three, and then the word will get out. No, he does agree ultimately, but then she's going to be stuck. But so that can make a takana, which is going to get us into a need for a different takana, but initially it's because of that there's no kol, not because of bagun. But yes, you could go ahead and make three, then there'll be a kol, but then again, then you'll have the problem with the other mandam. Next test master begins the Gemara Beitlasa Islukala. Whereas three, the word does get out. I says Tzayz Vavkav Dimil Vapeh. I when there's an oral loan, the Allah is Lugav Mimishabdi. You connect like from collateral fil Helva, but they come in the loans in front of many witnesses. So I thought about the three, the word gets out. Yeah, I'm sure demand the Yosef. That's different over there because whoever borrows, but in the Yosef, he borrows discreetly. Because the Mimichas Gavim like the Gemara says, Babes Tav and Beis Menal. And in regulus light is the other. It's not normal. It's not the regular for people to admit in front of the people. Ella, kaifer la kalash amen, rather he denies whoever asks him. I, Bahadama Hacha, I, the Gemara that says over here, the betray, lest will kala, that by two the word doesn't get out. Yeah, pick up the mechas, they have aided them when you sell your field in front of the witnesses. I mean, the Chazakabad and the Gemara says over there, Daphne Malvin Bays, they could have no chasmish about them. So it sounds like actually that when there's two witnesses, you actually could collect from collateral, the word does get out. No, Hacham in the Gila Milsetve, here for the Alacham, of Mamseiris, we're concerned that you have to have more of a revelation. But yeah, if over there, you're right, two would be enough to collect from the Chasam HaShabbat. So it works on either extreme, as we see here from the two questions of Tais. Next Tais, Mata Bingun Zigmara, B'Shama B'Yada, she's going to hear, she's going to know. But the Mitzvah, she's not going to get married. But the Kan's Agunas or the Ike, and therefore there's a concern about Agunas, which Tais explains, it's not really the classic Aguna. Avgav the Bedin Le Mitzvah, even though, so yeah, according to the basic halacha, of course she can't get married because she's considered married to her first husband. So what's this like a haguna? It's chashv igun, it's still considered igun, because ultimately, yeah, she is stuck. And therefore, it's the same idea over there that we consider an aguna if she's going to be stuck. But within the truth is that a fila typhus loy lichtiv. The Gemara says over there that yeah, really you shouldn't even be allowed to write to typhus beforehand. But sometimes is that he's going to want to go overseas, he's not going to find the scribes, he's going to leave her, and she's going to be aguna, and she's going to be stuck. Now it's not really aguna, the husband's just away. That's considered an element of aguna, of a forlorn woman. Whoever does Kedushin does based on the rabbis. Therefore, by a chuppah, which was we have our Kedushin, by a Kedushin, they say, here's the ring, Kedas Moshe B'Yisrael, like the faith of Moshe and the Jewish people, which is to show this idea. So since it's based on the rabbis, so the rabbis could remove the Kedushin from him. And therefore, you're right, although technically it's not a get, but in this situation they say, okay, fine, you're going to make it not a get, so we'll make it that you were never married in the first place. And then therefore she's free to marry whoever she wants to. Now this is an interesting question. It says, Hikshu Rabbi Shmuel as Imkin. If that's the case, Yichapa Basa Chayseh, which was the concern why we said you have to have his man by Gitna, according to Biechner, said he could cover if his wife is his niece, who he's going to be afraid when she's Mizana, that we said you have to have a date, so that we know that she was only divorced afterwards. Because in this situation, the way we described it, what's going to happen is, okay, let's say witness come along and say, hey, your wife Mizana, we have to execute her. You know what he's going to do? Yisrochel a get, I'll send her a get, and then be about the shlubif and shliach, and then he's going to nullify it, not from the shliach, which we said in our Gemara Pukki Kedushin, that's going to remove the Kedushin. And then says she benukam, that she was always single. So he'll be able to cover that anytime his wife is Mizana, that she won't get killed. So memory the says, like kash, it's not difficult because they ain't lachish, you don't have to be concerned for such a thing. And like kishmachapalesh, like a din. Only if he's covering for her, not according to the halacha, like over there when you're lying about the date. So that's something where we would be concerned for. But over here, actually, kedin machapa. Truth is, he's covering for her in a halachically valid way. But you're right. And biblically, she's going to be exempt because ultimately, turns out she was never married. And that's true, albeit in a deceptive way. However, Ben Shmuel also asks, he said, how could you ever indict a married woman for being Mizana to be Chayfa Misa? A warning has to be definite, not doubtful. Why is it doubtful every time? Because the Shami Shalach will give the Avalena. Maybe he's going to send her a get and nullified. And then it's like she was never married. You can have a situation that Mamzeim will be able to purify themselves because retroactively you'll say that the husband will give a get that she was never married to the first husband. So it turns out the forbidden relationship she had did not create Mamzeim. So then Ben Tami says, no. Chiyai Gavna, such a situation, lo have Asura suffix, not considered doubtful Asura, because doesn't Basur go after the majority, but immigration, they should say, most don't divorce their wives. And okay, so can get, even when they do something, they don't nullify it. So that's not common to be worried for. But like, moreover, the Gmina Chaskasa, we rely on the Chazaka, which she actually knows it, right? Now she is married. And he proves it, because then, like, if you don't say this, then you have the following difficulty. If you have a nose that was drinking wine, I'm telling the mason, or he's telling the mason, which he's liable. Questions am I like, why does he get lashes? Because the im amaloi altish taltishta, if they tell him a warning, don't drink, the loch is chab kolach of achas, he's liable for each and every one of the most of the nose that men bezim and up. What do you mean by astra? So you saw biki, it's a daf astra, because shem yishal mizraz, he might be shayal and ziz, which he allowed to, it's a nadi, you're allowed to undo it retroactive. So obviously, that we're not concerned for such things, that maybe he might do such a thing, and it is considered astra as father. This type of Benjamin asked that Imkin, if that's the case, that he could cover for his niece if he's married to her, or Mamzin could be purified retroactively to do such a shtick as we're describing. If we know that that's his intent, the rabbis will not remove the condition from such a woman. Because the sages only did this as in our Gemara for a remedy, not to create a stumbling, because if that's the case, everyone's going to be Mizan, because they'll know how to give up the hook. But we know that was not his intent, like an argument over here, then we're not concerned that they can purify. Yeah, that will be the reality, but you can't do it deceptively. Next is the beginning of the Rabbi Saba, he holds, well, when you nullify part of the testimony, it doesn't all become nullified. If that's the case, so good. Because great, the other ones that don't know about it, they're not bottle, and they'll be able to go ahead and give the get. Says Taisis, wait a second. One thing we're going to say, just has to take a second look. It says Menoli Lashas. Where does the Gemara know? This ver that Rabbi holds from his halacha the lebatle kula. If you nullify some of it, all of it is not nullified. And biyachal lebatle, and this that he says that you could nullify hanifelik and chilas even initially because yeah, there's no problem. And therefore, that's how you infer that he holds batla miktsas le batla kulam. Dilma, maybe Savra, maybe he holds batla kulam. Maybe he holds that actually all of it is nullified. The halachi yachal levatal, this that he says that you could nullify is b'diyevet, is after the fact. Why? Because the le'el we find previously his halacha that after takan jamilil, if you batla, he says mavotal. Where the melashon yachal, from the wording of, oh, that you could, you can't infer, meaning we find that he holds that the evidence certain things work. And the fact that he says yachol doesn't necessarily have to mean that it means that, oh, you could do it levat leketchilam, because the mukhbar gazav, like we've seen in the Gemara, someone says to his friend, matan ani nois lacha, I'm giving you this gift. The lach is yachol aksabai, he could back out of it. Part of the Gemara says yachol, he could, pshita, obviously. So el emre, this is the Gemara, no, mutulaksabai. It's not that it could, it's that it's permitted. So you see that the word yachal doesn't have to mean like a tchila, it could even mean but the evid. But at least like upon you see from the havmin over there that that yachal might have sounded like not like a tchila. So maybe that's what our Gemara means over here with Rabbi. And so how do you know that he holds that it means specifically that butla kula? So maybe it's Rebbe the Shittase that he holds, but the Evid, it works because of his halacha that a bit lemavutl, and maybe that's why even though it could be problematic, he holds but the Evid it works, even though it is but lekula and you might run into problems. But sometimes says what you can say is no. The mashmalei milsa the Rebbe. It sounds like they're teaching Rebbe the yochel avatel afila b'fnei echad. You're not leaving in front of one person. That's what he's saying. But lemiktasa, he says, if you tell zeh shaloi b'fnei zeh, so even though you're telling one person, now abakav the end of shvei b'parchas mishnah. Although the halacha is generally regarding inyanim of arayis, you can't have less than two, because kim shalosh shleich atzmai omer shemavatloi umavutl. If you tell the shleich himself that mavatloi it isn't mavutl, uinami or also afil lemahani b'lei shnayim. Even if you can say no, you have to have two people, but makamok miyachal batl b'fnei beis. But you could do it in front of two people zeh shaloi b'fnei zeh. Even one not in front of the other. Now, so that's what the Gemara understood from the teaching of Rebbe, that, yeah, it could even be one at a time. Now, v'ibat l'kula, now if you're going to say that Rebbe holds bat mitzvah, is bat l'kula, like Tais wants to ask, going on his shita, bat l'mavutl, it's not true, then afil Rebbe moedid ein mavutl, afil b'di evid. Then actually, even Rebbe would agree that it's not bat l'im b'di evid, capricious l'el. Like we explained this on the Flamed Beis M'Beis Div Maskel Rav Nachman, because the Dafka Bifnei Gimel of Shesha, specifically in front of three according to Shesha, Bifnei Shnayim B'Yachar of Nachman, or in front of two together, according to Rav Nachman, is Hud Mavutl. That's where it's going to be Batl. But even that, when you had, which was before the Takana of Rav Gamliel, that was the Halacha, no one said that it could be one at a time. So that wouldn't be, even if you say Batl Mavutl, so to be like it was before the Takana of Gamliel, even Rebbe would agree that it wouldn't work one at a time. And here, the Halacha sounds like it's even one at a time, so it can't be based on that principle. Well, you know, another part you could say is Avigav the Bitlo Bebezdin, that even when we had in that previous Machlekes, so that's Omer Rebbe de Mevotel. Okay, you're right. That's Rebbe Shita that Tois is trying to say this, Leishtase, in that previous Machlek, he says, Gimme Batel. Well, I am Hashem. The reason is because the Hasma, but they're like, Lamekash, Lekule, Hel, Mamzeres. And that's a good term, Mamzeres. Why? Shem Yevada, Leshliach, Kim, Melesina, because the Shliach and the finding out before he gives it, late then, he's not going to give it to Oily Isha, Kim, Chetanase, or if the woman finds out before she gets married, late then, she's not going to get married. So that's what we could say. Okay, look, even though you shouldn't, because like we said, they might not hear, but okay, you're doing it in the best, and they're going to hear about it. Avakan over here, Avakilik Shay the Kulam, even if everyone finds out about what he did. Begama Isha, and also the woman finds out, Shabitla Baal Mikhtas Ma'asala, that the husband went to two of them, let's say, and he said, like, you guys are not, you can't do this, my wife. Pamim Yitu, sometimes they can make a mistake. Vyiswagam, and they're going to think, okay, but Shachemla is Fatlo, the others weren't nullified, and Bethanosa, they get to get married through Haget. Ah, Lakav, live him, how you say about the Kulam, if he would have held, like, was Tayyus the question. That if you mevatel some of them, they're all batel. Or you might, he would agree that in mevatel that would not be batel even b'diyev, and therefore it can't be like that. That is going with that opinion. Well, if it's based on this, also shaper, now it makes sense. Mashem estapik hashas. The Gemara is not sure. Later on, when we come to Paskin the halacha, that we say, oh, like one of them, it's like Rabbi, one of them is Shem Gamliel. And the Gemara is not sure. He could have a Shem Gamliel because there's two machlekes that we have. We're not sure which one, like Rabbi or Shem Gamliel. Even according to what we explained, the machleik is be'ed shabbat miktsasa. In other words, the afila kaimel and kirabi betul mevutul. Even though you're going to hold like Rebbe, because Chayes is trying to figure out how is it possible to have one like Rebbe, one like Rebbe Gamliel. Even if you hold like Rebbe that betul mevutul, the after fact, okay, Karnam Gamliel was only like a chilna, but the eved, that is like we said before, b'zeshul b'vnei zeivim, one at a time. Still, yeah, mutzi shapa lev sekir shabim lel. He could rule like Rebbe Gamliel. The ein mevutul. It's not like Mivotel. Why? I thought with the Ebed, there's no problems with the Kanam Leel. So what's the problem? Okay, Eidish about Mitzasa, about the Kula farm, but with the Ebed, it should work. No, the Fila Rebbe, this is what Tais is saying, that based on what we said, even according to Rebbe, he have a stuff about the Kula. Even if he would hold about the Kula, the Rebbe Shem Leel holds, he would agree, that when you tell 10 people, in that case, Shein Mivotel, that it wouldn't be Batel. Like we said, because that's the difference between the case, and that you could hold Rebbe Gamliel in that and still hold like Rebbe regarding the case in Bezdin that bit like Mavutl. Now, the Teich Pesha couldn't just match, but since Teich, but from Rashi interpretation, sounds like that Rebbe Gamliel, the Batla Kula, that Rebbe Gamliel, that Edish about Mitzvah, the Batla Kula, that Avze mitakon Rebbe Gamliel, that this is also from the Takana of Rebbe Gamliel, which is that meaning the same reason that he had said previously. The bitle in mevotel because Rimulus takana was even medieved, and that's the same reason why over here that he holds that okay you cannot be mevotel mektasa. So about Korcha says this obviously that leman dam as a ketan to medays mevne takan zagunais that must be that leidami hadadi that he's going according to the one that holds that was because of the ketan zagunais he would agree regarding this when you're doing shalom v'nezeh. That the reason that the takana was because of the chashash of mamzeich, so that obviously wouldn't be the same concern. Here you don't really have a concern of agunis because he is being mevatel in front of some of them. So that wouldn't be the reason of agunis. Must be the concern of mamzeich, like you said, because she's not going to know and shlich's not going to know, and therefore she's going to get married, and that's the concern. Now, so this is okay. So now lepirushai. Now, according to Rashi's interpretation, mashvo esam. That he compares these two shittas of Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. So, Masha Mistapik Hashas. So, this that the Gemara is not sure how he could have Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. So, Hainu Davka Lefima the Mukhi Plaktayu. So, that would specifically be like the Lishna Basra. That Betzriche Beasor Lemishlava. That, oh, if you took 10 people to do it, it takes 10 people to undo it. Because the Balamai the Mukhi Plaktayu, Beidah Shabbat Mertzasa, according to the first, the Lishna Kama. That is regarding because no, you can't do some because it's going to be Eidah Shabbat Miksasa about Lakula. Endless topic. Then there's no doubt at all. You would know which one's like Rabbi Rishon Gamliel because he came along Bibetul Mvotel Kriyab. If you can hold like the first Machlekes that they had, that if you went against the country Gamliel Zalkin and you Mvatlet Shloi Befnei Hashliach or Befnei Isha, that's Mvatel Kriyab. So Sulei Motzi Lemepsik Ba'im Alasaga like Gamir Kribshim Gamliel. Then you can't rule regarding that other machlekes like the Rebbe Gamliel, because the like Kamlon Kamba said about the Kula, because even you're going to hold like him that, okay, you're going to say we hold like him that it's going to be about Mitzvahs about the Kula, but my de Kamar, She'ein Harbitl Moil, for the Be'evid, but regarding this, that he says, as Rashi holds that it's the same machlekes as Rebbe Shimon Lishita said that it doesn't work in the Evid, so regarding that, obviously, like Kamlon Kamba say, because you tell me that regarding that we hold like Rebbe, so you wouldn't be able to have that doubt. It must be like Lish the Bas or not like the Lish the Kam. Now, Miu, however, Imash Moy is. If the understanding of the Ein Yochel, the Kamer Shem Liel, Lemash Medievid, it's not like that he can't, meaning Medievid, El Da Asla Fuki, Medirebi De Shavu Le Ketchila, then Asisha, but then you could give a whole different approach and everything makes sense. Because the Mistapik, after Lishna, then you could have the doubt, even according to the first version of the Pligi Be'edish about Mektsasa, Kamakam Shem Liel, if it be the Evid, Ein Mevutel, could appear to be conscious mekarech ahidal the kama which then became makarech bezin yafei. So yeah, it's not going to work even with the yavet ultimately. But if you say that the homachligus was regarding liketchilam and you don't see anything about the yavet, okay, so then you wouldn't hear from Rebbe anything about the yavet. Then you would have be able to have the suffix even according to the first version too.